Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to On Air with Russell of Hotels, only on LA Talk Radio.
Welcome to On Air with Russell of Hotels, where we talk about everything hospitality, from hotels to influencers and everything in between. We will feature guest interviews with hospitality professionals who will share their experiences. Your host, Russell Edmond, has spent over 25 years in the hospitality industry, beginning his career with Marriott International in hotel operations, before moving into the sales arena and becoming a relationship building director of sales and marketing. Russell then went to the other side as a hospitality entrepreneur. He now consults in the hotel and meeting space, which includes being the CEO of Russell of Hotels Group. Did I mention he was a veggie foodie? Yes, Russell is always looking for good non-meat eats. Please welcome your host, Russell Edmond.
Being on air with Russell of Hotel. We are live from the Westin Hotel in Long Beach. So I'm kind of doing a simulcast, at least I'm trying to. So I'm doing a Facebook Live and I'm doing the radio show. So there you go. So that was the reason for the delay in me speaking on Facebook Live. I had to make sure the music caught up with me, right? The music and everything caught up with me. So now that we're ready to go. So thank you so much for everyone on Facebook Live for joining in. This was kind of impromptu for me to do it from the Long Beach Westin. I just kind of posted up and just say, hey, we're gonna make it happen. So, and actually the reason why I'm here in Long Beach is that it's Carnival Cruise Lines, the Panorama, which is a new ship that they're unveiling today. I'm actually been invited to come and check it out. So no, I'm not going to be sailing on it. I wish I wouldn't come back. But anyway, I'm not going to be sailing on it. But they've invited some people to come and take a look and do like a site inspection, similar to what we would do at a hotel, where, you know, we're going to look at the cabins, look at the space, you know, the special meeting space that they have on ships. You know, a lot of groups do have things on ships. A lot of people don't know that. But yeah, there are ways that groups, of course, you can get, you know, a thousand people group on a ship if that's what you need to do, or even more than that, because some of these ships hold, you know, 5,000-7,000 people. So that wouldn't be an issue, right? So I thank everyone for joining in, watching me, Facebook Live, On Air with Russell of Hotels, hashtag hospitality unplugged, which means what? It means we can say what the heck we want to say hospitality-wise, right? But just because you can't say it doesn't mean you should say it. So that's always my disclaimer. I'm not going to say anything crazy or anything like that, but we're going to talk about hospitality things. We're going to talk about hotels. We'll talk about ships today because that's what I'm going to be on at. I want to say I got to be there at 2:30. So I couldn't make it from Studio City, which is where the studio is for LA Talk Radio. I couldn't make it from there because my show ends at 2. I couldn't make it from Studio City to Long Beach in 30 minutes. So I said, well, let me just post up in Long Beach and make it happen. So that's what I did. So I appreciate everyone listening and watching. And I see some people chiming in on Facebook Live. I do appreciate you guys. Vance, Pat, Desiree, Chris Black, I appreciate everyone for listening and chiming in. Vance, my condolences to you and the loss of your father last week. So you guys are in our prayers. So thank you so much for listening. So with that being said, let's move forward with the show, right? So I have my glasses on. It looked like my glasses are tinted, like, you know, these are shades. Now these are reading glasses, but I guess I'm not familiar with, you know, I didn't wear seeing or reading glasses that much. So, or maybe the ones I had were so old that they didn't have the tint on them, but these look like shades, you know, like I'm cool and everything, but well, I know I'm cool, but you know what I mean? Anyway, So let's get with it. So let's get to the show. So industry news. I always talk about industry news if anyone's listened to my show before. But today, the industry news is not about industry. It's what I'm going to be doing today at 2:30. So I'm going to be, like I said, attending a Carnival event, Carnival Cruise Lines. The ship is called Panorama, and it's a naming event. I'm not sure what that even means. It's a new ship that just came out. Maybe they just named it. I don't know. But I just know there's going to be a bunch of eating and drinking going on. So that's all I know. They just said, hey, there's eating and drinking. You think you should go? You think you could go? I said, eating and drinking? Okay, I'm there. I'm just joking. I mean, I'll eat and you drink in moderation, okay? Especially around the holidays, right? So if you drink, make sure you do it in moderation and make sure you hydrate yourself before, okay? Drink some water. Drink a gallon of water before you start drinking. That's my advice for today. Okay, so it's going to be a meet and greet from the sales team on board of the Carnival Panorama, which is ports here in Long Beach, okay? So I'm in Long Beach, California, so people that are chiming in or listening in from around the world, around the globe, I'm in Long Beach, right? Long Beach, California, and that's where the cruise ships take off. So Carnival is one of them. We've taken Carnival before because they do a Mexican Riviera cruise as well, and I've done that before. So we're going to meet and greet the sales team. We're going to do cabin tours. You know, the cabins are their guest rooms, if you will. Then we're going to attend a musical, like a playlist production. Anyone that's been on the ship knows that there's entertainment and things like that. So not that I'm a big fan of that, but I have to be today, right? I'm going to check it out. So yeah, I'll check that out as well. And they said the attire is cruise elegant. What the heck is cruise elegant? I didn't Google that today, so I just put on whatever I was going to put on, and hopefully I'm cruise elegant worthy. I hope that's what I am today, but if not, what they gonna, you know, I don't know what I'm going to do. As long as I don't have jeans on, right? That's a good thing. I think I'm cruise elegant as long as you don't have jeans on. And I don't have jeans on today. So that's what's going on for me today. Contact information. How do you get a hold of Russell of Hotels? Well, there's a couple of different ways you can get a hold of Russell of Hotels. I'm on every social media platform. So if you're trying to get a hold of me, you know, people say, you know, I was trying to reach you. No, you weren't. You weren't trying to reach me because I put all my information out there for everyone in the world to try to reach me. So if you didn't get a hold of me, that means you weren't trying to reach out. You just peeing on my head and saying it's raining. That means you're lying. Okay. You ever heard that term before? Peeing on your head and saying it's raining. That's an old, I don't know, some guy from the South told me that a long time ago. And I've been using it ever since. So anyway, so don't lie. So if you're trying to get a hold of me, I'm giving you all the information it takes just to get a open for me. Janie Parrish, no, it's not open to the public. It's open to some of those select VPs or VIPs, which I guess today I happen to be one. So, sorry. Contact information, Russell at RussellofHotels.com. That's my email. Twitter, I'm at Russell of Hotels. IG or Instagram for you old timers, it's Russell of Hotels. Facebook, I have two pages, Russell L. Edmond and then Russell of Hotels. Those are my two Facebook pages. And then I have a website. So if you can't find anything else, you need my phone number or you need my email or just see what I do, go to RussellofHotels.com. That is my my website address. Now, this show is live, right? So the show is live. It's live every Tuesday at 1 o'clock p.m. PST. That's Pacific Standard Time. So, but after that, it becomes a podcast, right? So this is a live show that we're doing. I'm live from Long Beach. I mean, I'm right across from the Long Beach Performing Arts Center. I'm inside I'm on the third floor of the Long Beach Westin Hotel. That's where I am now. So don't tell anybody I'm here, right? Don't tell anybody until the show's over, okay? So what else? How else? How else do you get a hold of me? Oh, I was talking about podcasts. So it becomes a podcast after. So you can find me at iTunes, Google Play, you know, or anywhere you listen to your favorite podcast, okay? Sponsorship opportunities. You know, people ask me, you know, you look for sponsorships. How do I get on your show? Blah, 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 blah. Well, a lot of times I invite people to come on the show, and sometimes people want to be on the show that I haven't invited, which is cool, right? So, but if you're interested in sponsorship, meaning you want your name to be portrayed or your logo on the site or on Facebook Live to everyone to see, because what I do is I take this same video and I put it on LinkedIn. Sorry about that. Someone was calling me from Frisco, Texas. I don't know anyone in Frisco, Texas. So if they think I'm going to answer that phone, they're crazy. Anyway, so you can put your logo. You can talk about things that you have going on. These are sponsorship opportunities I'm speaking of. You can advertise your brand. You can advertise yourself. You have openings, job openings that you need the hotel people, the hospitality world to hear about. You can do that, right? So just give me a call or shoot me an email and let me know what you're interested in doing. And we can do that. So that's not a problem at all. So you can have your logo portrayed just like that. See how that logo is right there? The Russell Hotels logo. So today's show is sponsored by Russell Hotels, of course. So what people always ask, okay, well, who listens to the show? Why would I advertise, you know, who listens to the show and all that kind of stuff? 50-50, right? 50% of people that have that buying power, meaning your average regular meal people that are interested in hotels. You got your people that plan meetings. You got business people that travel, entrepreneurs specifically, CEOs from, you know, across the board, you know, from companies across the board, nonprofits, for-profit, attorneys, law firms, they listen to the show as well, or they watch the show as well. So it just depends. So those are people who listen. Who sees it, or where does it go? Basically, what your feeder cities are. Like, what particular communities or cities throughout the U.S. or the world are looking at your show or listen to your show most? First and foremost, because I'm in L.A., L.A. is number one. Orange County is number two, San Francisco, Chicago, and New York. Those are the cities that people will watch and listen to Russell of Hotels show. Okay, On Air with Russell of Hotels. So those are the five cities that are basically my feeder cities, if you will. So if you're trying to reach people in those cities, this is a good vehicle to do that. Okay, moving right along. What is the Russell Hotels group? What does Russell do? Okay, that's one thing people say. Well, this Russell Hotels, he has a radio show. He, you know, he's on Facebook Live. What the heck does he really do? What is going on here? What does this mean? Okay. First, business development. So I have a partnership with Broughton Hotels where my job is to, well, let me back up. They're trying to grow their management company portfolio. So Broughton Hotels is a management company. They manage hotels that other people own, right? Because most of the time you get investors or owners, and sometimes they don't want to manage their own hotel. So they want to hire a management, an outside third-party management company. Well, Broughton Hotels is one of those. Now, I used to work for them. I was a director of sales and marketing and a general manager, and I did some task force for them as well. So we had a kind of a little powwow and they asked me if I was interested in doing some business development for them, helping them with getting in front of the right people, as, you know, owners, investors, and things like that. So that's one of the things that I do. So business development is one of the things I do, basically. But I only exclusively try to find, I solicit business for Broughton Hotels. They have 15 hotels currently, boutique independent hotels, but they're looking to grow. So that's what I'm trying to assist them with. Hotel site selection. That's another thing that I do. So like I'm at the Westin in Long Beach. OK, so I have groups and organizations that I represent that are my clients that are interested in having meetings, conferences, conventions, wherever. It doesn't have to be here in Long Beach. You can be anywhere in the world, if you will. So my job is to get their specifications. They say, hey, I got 1,000 people. I need 1,000 rooms. I need breakfast, lunch and dinner. I need transportation, all those things that they need, I can do that stuff for them. So my job is to find the hotel, make sure the rates are where they want them to be, contract negotiation, pricing negotiation, those are things I do with the hotel, and then present that to my client, which the cost doesn't cost anything for the client, right? So it's free to the client. So client can come to me, say, hey, Mr. Russell of Hotels, I need this, and that. It doesn't cost them anything. My job is to find the hotel, the right hotel that fits their particular program, and the hotel will pay me a commission. So there you go. So that's how I'm able to do that and do it for free, right? So there you go. What's another thing I do? Digital marketing. It's another thing that I do. If you look at any of the postings that I do, you know, I've been posting a lot about food lately. And this is food that I've been preparing, right? For people that don't know, I'm a vegan. So I eat a lot of vegan food and I prepare a lot of vegan food. So like last night I had some jackfruit, some teriyaki jackfruit over brown rice. Grub, okay, hashtag grub, non-meat eats, hashtag non-meat eats. So check it out. I put it on Twitter. I put it on Instagram. I put it on Facebook. I put it on everything. So check it out. So those are things that I post as well. So that's called, that's digital marketing. Did you know that? So you can do, I do that for companies and organizations. I do that for people in the hospitality field. Hey, Marsha, my sister is watching. Hey, what's going on? You out on vacation already? So I do that for destinations, hotels, restaurants, whatever. Whoever needs the assistant, I do it. A lot of independent hotels don't have the power that, say, a big brand has. Say, like, I'm at the Westin, which is part of Marriott now. They have a big brand. They have a big budget and things like that. So for the smaller people, smaller hotels, they may need a little extra help. So my job is to assist them with that. And then last and certainly not least, I'm a radio show host. Isn't that something? Who would have thought it, right? In my wildest dreams, I never would have thought I would have did this whole radio thing. But I wanted to do something different that no one else was doing, right? I wanted to bring information to people that maybe never even thought about it. Hotels, how to do meetings, you know, what's important about hotels, how to book hotels, where do you find the best deals, where do you get the best rates? I've been in the hotel business for, I'm going to say, a lot of years. I'm not going to say how many because then people say, well, damn, he's old. If he's been there that long, they start, you know, adding up. I don't need all that, okay? Just so you know, I've been in the hotel business or the hospitality business for a long time. So that's all you need to know. So on a radio show, which is called On Air with Russell of Hotels, I air every Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And I, for the most part, I interview today's hospitality professionals. Not today, but I have two coming up in the next coming weeks, okay? So, hey, D-Roos. So that's what I do. That's another thing that I do. So next is who's on blast. Now, when I put people on blast, it's not a bad thing. These are people that I respect in the industry, and I want them to be a guest on the show. That's it. Just that simple. And when you're a guest on the show, you don't have to be in front of me. Like I said, I'm remote. I'm not even in the studio. I'm in Long Beach at the Westin Hotel in Long Beach, which is, did I tell you the specifics of the Long Beach Hotel? And I have them written down right here. 469 rooms, 23,600 square feet of meeting space, 18 total meeting rooms. The largest one, which is would be their ballroom, is 13,300 square feet. And it's located right in the heart of Jim Schichter. How are you, sir? I'm trying, Jim. I'm trying to, you know, I'm trying to look sharp today. Thank you so much. I'm trying to be cruise elegant. So hopefully I did that. So for people that just joining in, I'm in Long Beach today. In fact, the Westin doesn't know I'm in here doing this show, but that's okay. But I am doing, hey, Val Walker. So I'm actually, Carnival is doing a naming event for one of their ships. It's called the Panorama. And it's taking off at, well, I have to be there at 2:30. It's not taking off. I mean, the event's going to start around 2:30. So I have to be here. So I couldn't do this. I couldn't be in Studio City where the studio is and make it to Long Beach in time. So I said, well, let me just post up here in Long Beach, do the show from Long Beach. And that way I'm already here and I can make it to my appointment at 2:30. So, and I had to dress and they said the attire was cruise elegant. Like I said, I don't know what the heck cruise elegant is. I just guessed no jeans. And I said, let me throw on a jacket. It's kind of cool. So I put on a sweater. So there you go. That's what I'm doing. At least I hope I can get in based on the way I'm dressed. So there you go. So I was talking about who's on blast. So who's on blast means these are people that I respect in the industry, people that I want on the show. Right. So it's not a bad thing. I just want them to come in. They can talk about their brand. They can talk about themselves. We talk about their career, how they got to where they are. You know, they started here and you know, they started down here and now they made it to the top. You know, there's a rap song about that somewhere. I think I said it wrong, but that's okay. So, Brian Churchill, you're first on the list, dude, and you've been on this list for a while. So, we need to get a date. Billy White, how are you, sir? Thank you. So, I need you to call or email me or whatever, because I know you know that you're on blast, okay? So we talked, I've talked to you about it, so you know you're on blast. So come on, Ryan, come on, make it happen. Let's talk about LA tourism, see what's going on with LA tourism going into 2020. This would be a good time to do it. Carol Motley, a.k.a. C-Mutt. Now, she is director of convention sales with Destination DC. So she's on blast. Luis Torres started from the bottom, and now I'm here. Okay, Desiree, thank you. see, that's why I don't like doing it. When I do Facebook Live from my own Facebook, see, I get caught up in what everybody's saying. Can I? Is there a way I can turn this stuff off? No, I'm joking. But I thank you, everyone, for the comments. Luis Torres, he's on blast. Universal Studios. Stephanie Corsino, Hong Kong Tourism, you're on blast. So all you got to do, pick up the phone, call me, email me. I just gave you all the way to get in contact with me. So there's no excuse for people not to get in touch with me. Sam Thompson, you know what? I took Sam Thompson off, okay? Sam Thompson and Matt Diamond are coming on the show January 7th. So thank you very much to you two gentlemen. I'm not even sure if Matt even knows. He's in Hawaii, but Sam is out here on the West Coast. He lives out in the desert area. So Sam has agreed to do January 7th. So thank you very much, Sam. So you're technically not on blast, but I got to mention your name. And that gives you, you know, gives your company a little publicity. Sync Meeting Management. That's what Sam's with. So Sam and Matt, they plan meetings as well as manage the meetings. So I plan meetings too, but I would collaborate with them to say, hey, I can't manage this 1,000-room group. Sam and Matt, your company, Sync Meeting Management, can you take care of that for me? So that's how we kind of work. In fact, going into the 2020, I'm going to start doing more collaboration as far as meetings are concerned, especially when it comes to managing those things. So Sam and Matt, you guys are tops on my list. Stacy Gaston, she's on blast. She's a DOSM at the upcoming Glenmark Hotel in Glendale, California. So it's not a new build. I think it's a building that was maybe a bank that's now being reconstructed into a hotel, which a lot of that stuff is going on. So it's actually a tribute hotel, which is part of Marriott. It's called a soft brand, right? So you'll never see Marriott in the name, but if you know what a tribute is, that means that's part of Marriott's brands. It's a boutique hotel. I want to say it's 85 rooms. Well, she's going to be here next week. So she's going to be in studio next week, Stacy Gaston, DOSM at the Glenmark Hotel. So we're going to talk about when they're going to open, you know, all the issues that come with, you know, opening up a new hotel. I mean, you always want there to be a cookie cutter way to open up a new hotel. But believe me, each one is unique. I think I've done two hotels and did a rebranding. And sometimes it's out of control sometimes. But anyway, Ricardo Rodriguez. I haven't heard that name in a long time. Good seeing you, sir. Hope all is well. Tell Benny I said what's up. So that's okay. So that's it. So those are people that are on blast. And what I said, blast just means I want them on the show. I'm not going to dog anyone out. I'm not talking crazy. We're going to talk about them. We're talking about their brand. They get a chance for people to see them, to get the name out about the hotel. That's all we want. So Russell, On Air with Russell Hotels is about promotion, about education. It's about having a good time, right? I mean, we work hard, right? And for the most part, most hospitality people, they're in hospitality because they like being hospitable or making people happy or serving people and things like that. So I'm no different. I mean, like I said, I was in the industry. I'm in the industry for years and years. And one of the things that I did like about it was, you know, how you can turn a guest, someone that stays at your hotel, turn their day around. They may come in with an attitude, maybe had a bad flight, but you know, once they get in the doors, they're yours. And it's, you can do two things. You can either try to turn their day around or you can just say, you know what, whatever, deal with it. No, we're in the hospitality industry, and that's what we're supposed to do, is try to help out guests that need us and make sure their stay is excellent. And that should be everyone's motto when a guest comes into your hotel. You want to make sure they have the ultimate guest experience from start to finish, from when they make the reservation to when they get to the valet to when they bring their bags in the door, when they check in to when they get to the room, when they get the elevator. All the stuff should be in working order. You know, one thing that used to tick me off one of the last hotels I worked at, we had an elevator issue, okay? Meaning the elevator didn't always work. And that would turn people's days. I mean, you can do everything you can, but if something mechanical goes wrong, there's not much you can do about that, right? You can apologize all you want. You can give all these things away, but they're going to leave with a bad taste in their mouth. So you want to make sure you do everything you can to kind of mitigate some of the issues that are going on. You know, if the elevator's not right, well, you know, you got to offer them something. You just can't act like it didn't happen, because we knew that it happened, because guess what? It happened more than once, happened several times. So those are things that we just have to stay in front of as hospitality people, hospitality professionals. I don't know even how I got on that subject, but whatever I did, it's been about hospitality. That's what it has to do with. So what's today's intro of today's topic? I don't have a guest, so I have a topic today. The importance of relationships. What does that mean? Importance of relationships. Appreciating your clients. Okay, so of course, I'm speaking from a sales perspective now, as being a sales manager and a director of sales and marketing for many years. You know, one thing you try to do is take care of your clients. You know, you want to, is it wine and dine them? Well, I guess that's kind of it, because you want them to feel appreciated. So I remember with Sunstone Hotels years ago, I worked at the, what was the hotel? Carson Hilton? Yeah, it's now a DoubleTree, but it was a Hilton then. Well, Sunstone owned a box suite at Angel Stadium. So I had to get 16 people every, I think I got like, I'm going to say I got four games a year. Let's say I got four games a year. So my job was to invite four clients. Some clients that, you know, they use our hotel. A lot of times I wanted to get new clients that haven't used our hotel before. And then that they weren't used to being kind of, you know, spoiled, so to speak. So we invite them, and they can bring a guest as well. As long as I had 16 people, it didn't matter how they came. If they were, one of them had to be a guest, one of them had to be the client. And then, you know, if they had a husband or a son or a daughter they wanted to bring, that was fine too. So so my job was to make sure we kept that skybox or that suite filled with people. We had food, we ordered food, drinks, dessert. It was crazy. We would spoil the heck out of people. So those are ways of, or that is one way of creating relationships, right? You know, oh, Russell, I know Russell because he used to take care of me when he was at the Hilton. And people remember that stuff. So, and you always think, well, I'm trying to take care of the client today, right? Well, what about the client of tomorrow, right? So timing's everything. So relationship building starts when you first meet them. When they first walk in your doors, or when you first contact them as a cold call or whatever, that's when the relationship should start. Meaning you should start talking to them. You should start inviting them over. First and foremost, you got to figure out what their needs are. Do they have a need for your hotel? Okay. Do they have a need for anything that you have at your hotel? If that's meeting space, if that's banquet, if that's rooms only, whatever it is. Carolee and Susie, oh my God, I'm glad you guys are listening. You guys are salespeople, right? You guys know what the heck I'm talking about. So it's all about relationship building. So getting back to what I was saying with Sunstone Hotels, we would invite guests to come to Anaheim Stadium. They would have to come to the hotel. I would charter a bus for them to get there. So they got there via bus. They didn't have to drive. We had drinks along the way. We had drinks coming back. We had drinks during the game. We had food during the game. And it was just a good time. And that's just a way to kind of break the ice on people that you don't know. People that you do know is kind of thanking them for their past business. And the people that are going to give you business is kind of thanking them in advance, even before they even bring you anything. And sometimes they brought you something, sometimes they didn't. But that's not about that. It's about you building a relationship with people. So even the people that I did not say, they didn't never book anything with me at that particular hotel, they followed me to other hotels and they did book things. So that's what it's all about. So that's what I'm saying. It's not about the short term. It's always about the long term, right? Because you want guests to keep coming back. You want clients to keep coming back. You don't want one time and they never use you again, right? So it's imperative that you call them. You know birth dates. You know if they have kids. You know if, you know, they're married. When their anniversary, you want to send them Christmas cards. You want to send them holiday cards. You want to send them, you know, birthday cards or whatever. You want to make sure you remember them as people, not just as clients. Okay, so that's all about building relationships. I mean, clients that I had back when I was in when I first got into sales at in Woodland Hills, okay, that was my first sales experience. I still have one client, probably at least two now, but I still, now that's been, okay, that's been over 22 years. I have one client in Atlanta that still uses me. And I'm not at a hotel per se. I mean, I'm a meeting planner now, but he uses me now for his, you know, his whatever trips that he's taken for his, not just for him, but for his company as well. So he's an accounting firm out of Atlanta that I still do things for him. And guess what? Guess how I met him? He's at the front desk and I'm at the Hilton in Woodland Hills. I happen to be looking over down at the front desk. On the second floor is where the offices are, but you can look down and you can see the people. And he happened to got eye contact. And I went down and talked to him. He kind of motioned me to come down and talk to him. So I went in and talked to him. And then from that day on, we just started this relationship. And 22 years later, I talk to this guy on a regular basis. I talk to him probably once a week, right? Like I said, he's in Atlanta. I've seen him probably in 22 years. I've probably seen him five times. You don't have to see people. You just have to communicate with them, right? I send him cards. I know his family. His son, I remember his son was like 7 years old. His son is now an attorney. I mean, these are things that you just remember about clients. And everybody, the salespeople that are on the line, I see a lot of salespeople there. They know what I'm talking about. So it's all about building that relationship, keeping that relationship, because you never know. Timing's everything. So you never know when the client's going to need you, but you want to make sure if they do need you, they remember good things about you, right? You didn't try to screw anybody over. You weren't a jerk. You weren't a butthead. You weren't any of that stuff. And that's one thing that I always pride myself in, being respectful, you know, not, you know, being overly dramatic on anything, being kind of even keel, kind of relaxed and just like, hey, this is the product. And a lot of people will sell you, you know, if you're comfortable with what you're doing, you don't have to sell anybody on anything, right? They'll tell you when they're looking for it, right? I mean, we always get these pressure things where, oh, you know, it's getting close to the end of the quarter. I got to, you know, find this. Well, if you're starting a relationship, you can just call these people and say, hey, just thought I'd give you a call, see if you had anything for me, blah, 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 blah. You know, it's not selling. It's just basically calling and following up. Right. And you do that via email. You do that via phone call. So there you go. So it's all about taking people to lunch, invite them to your property, invite them on fam trips if you have fam trips. And that can be not just for your hotel, but maybe for the CVB. Make sure there are those people on the list, especially people that you want to get on the list or want to come see your property. I used to have this thing called a hit list. I'm sure people have. They called it a flat list back in the day. You had a list of people that you want to get business from, right? So I'm sure people still use it. They probably call it something differently now, but we call it a hit list or a flat list or whatever. So I have a list of, say, 20 people, 20 to 30 people or 20 to 30 companies that I wanted to get business from. So once you started contacting those people and you finally got business from them, you would take them off the list and replace them with someone else. So you always had a running list of, say, 25 to 30 clients that you're trying to get. And these are not the people that you already got. These are people you're trying to get, right? So that's what we try to do. And we would, you know, take them to lunch. Like I said, invite them to fam trips, know their birthdays, know their anniversaries. Make sure you put this stuff in your system, your CRM system, whatever you have, Delphi or Isaac or what. I'm not sure what the new Marriott system is. But, in any of those things, and that way you can find out exactly, remember, oh, you know, Russell Edmond, you know, he likes this or he did this or his birthday is December 23rd, you know, things like that. So you want to remember that kind of stuff. It's all about taking care of the client, right? That's what it's all about. Sales calls, you know, you go on sales calls and don't forget to bring something with you. I get sales calls now, you know, now that I'm a meeting planner, you know, people call me. They want to come by and see me. Okay. Sometimes they come and they just have a card and a brochure. A card and a brochure. Their business card and a brochure of the hotel. Why not bring me, you know, maybe I like cookies. Maybe, you know, the way to my business is through my stomach. I don't know. But you have to figure out things what people like or whatever and bring them a gift. Bring them something. I mean, we spend all kind of money, meaning hotel, whatever, CVB people. I go to all these trade shows. They spend hundreds and thousands of dollars on things. Sometimes people want them, sometimes they don't. A lot of that stuff gets thrown in the trash, okay? So cookies, goodies, stuff like that, people normally will eat. I mean, I try to stay away from stuff, but guess what? If I got it, if I didn't eat it, I would bring it and someone would eat it, right? So I'm gonna tell you this. When I travel, I tend to get amenities, you know, like people know I like beer. I like craft beer specifically, right? So if I can't drink it, they give me a six pack of six beers, right? I'm not gonna drink six beers because during the trip that I'm there, I'm getting drinks from everywhere else too, right? So what I do is I pack that stuff and bring it home. And I share it with everyone else. And I said, always remember, hey, I got this from Santa Fe. Because Santa Fe was the last trip that I took. They gave me some Santa Fe ale from one of the breweries there. I had one the other day, right? So I'm still remembering that. And when I have a meeting or whatever that needs something like similar to Santa Fe, I'm going to remember that because, one, they did an awesome job on their fam trip. Two, I still get people, they still stay in contact with me, at least a couple of the hotels. They'll send me emails and things like that. You know, you don't need a big call and all this stuff. Just a quick email. Hey, just thinking about you. Have anything for us? Blah, blah, blah. Happy holidays. Done. Right. And that's all you need to do. But some people can't even do that consistently. It's all about consistently when you're trying to build relationships with clients. So do you understand that? Did I beat that one to death a little bit? Maybe so. Probably so, because I had more people listening or watching than I do now. So maybe I beat that one to death. And they said, you know what? Deuces, I'm out. Anyway, entrepreneurs. The next thing I was going to talk about was entrepreneurs, which I happen to be one of them, right? And it has to do with, do you know what you're good at? Or know what you're good at and let someone else do the stuff that you're not good at? What am I saying about that? Okay, I'm good at meeting people, I'm good at closing business, talking to people, cultivating business, you know, things like, you know, I'm good at hunting, okay? I'm a good hunter for the most part, and contract negotiation, stuff like that. So I'm good at a lot of different things, but what I'm not good at is, you know, as far as my accounting is concerned, my invoices and my receipts and logging stuff in and QuickBooks. I mean, I have the QuickBooks, you know, system or QuickBooks app and all that kind of stuff. But am I good at inputting all that stuff? No, I'm not. And it takes a lot of my time because I'm not good at it. And I really don't like doing that. It's the least enjoyable part of my day. So guess what? I hire somebody to do it. Because it just didn't, I would just cringe when I had to do this stuff. And it would just take so much of my time. And then by the time I'm done, I can't do anything else but concentrate on that. So if you're good at something, be good at something. But if you're not good at it, hire somebody. Farm that stuff out to somebody else. And that's exactly what I did. In fact, I just did it. I kind of do it intermittently, meaning not consistently. But when I get stuff piled up and I know it has to get done, especially towards the end of the year, you need to get stuff done. So I actually hired someone to do it for me. And, you know, the way technology is, you don't have to be in the same city in order to do it. I mean, you send them things. With QuickBooks, they have the app where you can take pictures of your, you can scan your receipts and things like that, and they automatically go to the program. And then you can just put descriptions and all that stuff on them, you know, where you want it to go and all that stuff. But half the battle is just compiling all that crap and taking pictures and putting it somewhere. So I hire someone to do it because I'm not good at it. So know what you're good at. Do that. But the stuff that you're not good at, find somebody else to help you. So that was my thing on for entrepreneurs. And then another thing, I think I mentioned when I put out the kind of advertised the promotion for the show today. I mentioned I can't even think how I put it. I don't know. I can't remember how I put it, but it had to do with, are you covered or something like that? Well, let me back up. The last couple months, I've been reevaluating, you know, as an entrepreneur, do I have coverage? Okay, let me just come out and say it. Do I have coverage, meaning life insurance and a 401k and mutual funds, things like that, things that you would think you would have at a regular job, right? Sometimes us as entrepreneurs, we forget about all that stuff. We get caught up in what we're doing and we forget that you know, when we had these jobs at these other hotels or these CVBs or whatever it is, I mean, it didn't have to be that. You know, we had life insurance, we had access to 401ks or mutual funds and things like that. Well, 2 months ago, I went and met with a guy, financial planner, went to the seminar at USC, you know, and found out that, well, not find anything out, but had him do an evaluation of what I had, right? As far as, you know, if that was 401ks that I had rolled over, mutual funds, retirement, and life insurance, right? So he went through and evaluated everything to make sure that, you know, we're where we're supposed to be, right? And it was a very eye-opening experience. So what that led me to do was, I said, this is a lot of information, right? A lot of information. And I was thinking people in the similar boat, in the same similar situation that I'm in, are they prepared? Are they prepared for like a retirement? Do they have, you know, mutual funds for their retirement? Or do they have the adequate life insurance and things like that? So a lot of them that I'm coming across in these, and I specifically targeted hospitality people, right? Just to see people that were like entrepreneurs like me, like meeting planners and things like that, consultants or whatever you want to call it. And a lot of them, 9 out of 10 of them weren't. Okay. And even the people that work for hotels, they need to find out if you do have life insurance through your job, it's normally group insurance, right? Which is a lot cheaper, but doesn't cover everything. It may cover if it's, because they call it accidental death, right? So which means you're only covered if you die in an accident, okay? So you got to make sure you check your coverage, make sure it's 100%, it covers everything, right? If you get sick, if you, you know, get into an accident, it covers everything. So you want to make sure. So my advice is make sure if you do have these things, make sure you're covered, make sure you're adequately covered. If not, you need to make sure you are covered, especially if you have family and things like that. So what I did was, because I'm always looking for things to add to the Russell, under the umbrella of Russell of Hotels. So because my job is to help out, first and foremost, my hospitality community, you know, my hotel community, my my CVBs, my tourism board, all those people, transportation, whatever. My job, first and foremost, is to help those people out. So what I did, I went ahead and got educated. I went back and got my my insurance license to sell insurance in order to offer insurance to some of my clients, right? So I'm in the process of studying for my securities license, which will allow me to sell mutual funds and start 401ks, which you can start a 401k. I started a 401k. I didn't know I could as being an entrepreneur, right? But the caveat is I don't have a full-time employee. Like it would be a W-2 employee. The caveat is you can't have a W-2 employee, but you can contract people out to help you, right? I'm not going to tell you exactly what it is. I'm not going to tell you everything, right? But if you have questions, you can always call and ask me, and I can, you know, tell you that information. But you can actually set up a 401k for your own self. My company, Russell of Hotels, has a 401k, right? I can put money into that, and I think I can deduct $20,000+ off my salary, off of whatever I made, right? So does that make sense? I think it makes sense to me. If you're saving money somewhere, that's what it's all about. It's all about saving money. It's all about educating people on that. And like I said, I was unaware because I wasn't paying attention to it. I was being ignorant. And ignorant is okay as long as you learn from being ignorant, okay? Everybody does not know everything, right? So I think my purpose is to educate, educate my family, of course, but, you know, what I'm doing, the people that I'm reaching the most are the hospitality people. Those are people that's the business that I've been in for years. That's the business I'm going to be in for years to come. And I always think about how can I make things, hey, Jane, how are you? Those are the things that I try to think about. And like, how can I make some of the people, because yeah, I'm not going to reach everybody, right? But if I can reach, you know, 1, 2, 3, 10 people and it makes sense to them, that's all that really matters. So if you have questions about, you know, set up 401ks for entrepreneurs or mutual funds for entrepreneurs, you should, you know, give somebody a call. And if your hotel, your hospitality organization does not offer that, there's ways you can still do it. I mean, there's ways that, you know, I can assist or guide you in the right direction. Because what I'm trying to do is try to be that one-stop shop that Russell of Hotels, right? Well, if you need this, well, Russell, you know, hey, do you call Russell? I mean, he may know someone that can do that. So I'm trying to do. So hopefully that works and helps. Well, it will. I mean, I'm not hopefully. I mean, it's going to work. It's already working because I've already been doing it. So there you go. So those are things that I want to talk about today. I still got about 15 minutes, but I think I'm cool, right? So I think I'm going to sign off from here. But entrepreneurs, hospitality professional, is your financial house in order? And that's specific to you. That's an individual thing. That's personal, right? So that's what I'm talking about. So I've been, like I said, I've been referring people. I've been talking to people. So because, like I said, because that's what it's all about. So don't think that the companies, if they offer, that's fine. They have, you know, they have some good intentions behind that, but they're not there to manage your stuff for you. You have to manage your own stuff, right? So specifically with excuse me, hotel people, we move around a lot, right? So if we have life, let's just say life insurance. So if we have life insurance with someone, guess what? It ends when you leave that company. So if I'm at XYZ company and I go to 123 hotel, guess what? My life insurance stopped when I left that hotel. So what do I do now? Do I have to wait for 90 days to get life insurance again? Or can I go on and get my own and then it goes wherever I go? Same thing with the 401k. Sometimes we have 401ks. I remember I had like five 401ks, right? And you leave them with the company. Why would you leave them with your previous company? You need to take that money, roll it over into your own 401k or mutual fund, and then that way it's working for you and not for them. Because what they do is they keep that money and it works for them. It doesn't work for you. Just like you put your money in a bank, right? The putting the money in the bank works for the bank. It doesn't work for you. How much you get back in return from the bank? Practically zero. So why would you keep it in the bank if the bank is not going to give you money back? Something to say, that Russell of Hotels, he's something else. He knows a little something. And maybe I need to call him and find out. So anyway, you got my information. I'm going to sign off in a couple seconds. But thank you so much for joining On Air at Russell of Hotels. Remember, I'm live at the Westin in Long Beach today. And I'm going to be going on Carnival Cruise Lines in a couple, I don't know, the next hour or so. So I'll make sure you check my social media postings, because I'll be posting things from the ship. Okay. So anyway, you guys take care. Have a great day. See you next Tuesday. And remember, I have a guest. Her name is Stacy Gaston. She's a DOSM at the Glenmark Hotel in Glendale. Okay. So Jane, that's your competition probably, just so you know. But it's not open yet. It's an 85-room boutique hotel. You're in Pasadena, Jane, I know. But it's an 85-room hotel. We're going to find out a little bit more information about it next week. She's going to tell us when it's, you know, supposed to open and things like that. Jane's funny. LOL. Okay. So we're going to do that next week. So tune in next week, 1 o'clock. PST. What does PST stand for? Pacific Standard Time. Okay. So we're on the West Coast. So it's 1 o'clock. Okay. On the East Coast, it would be 4. Add 3 hours, it'll be 4. But anyway, you guys take care. Once again, Mr. Russell, you're cool. Thank you, Jane. You're too kind, Jane. I appreciate that. Anyway, you guys take care. Have a great Tuesday. Great start of the week. Enjoy the rest of the week. Happy holidays. But I'll see you next week. I'll see you before the holidays. But take care. Bye.
Thank you for joining On Air with Russell of Hotels. Please tune in every Tuesday at 1 p.m. as we talk to other hospitality professionals. Your feedback is important. Email Russell at russell@russellofhotels.com with any questions or suggestions. Until next time, try not to be a person of success, rather become a person of value.